At their last meeting, council unanimously approved a motion focused on making Kingston a more business-friendly city in response to input from the local business community and his experience as a small business owner. Councillor Jimmy Hassan introduced the motion aimed at preventing costly delays and making it easier for new and existing businesses to navigate municipal requirements. The motion directs staff to find ways to streamline licensing and approval processes and improve coordination between departments like building and fire services.
The city of Kingston is struggling to become a most business-friendly city. Is unnecessary delay sometimes is financial burden and is personal stress for the investors, especially from the small business owners. As a small business owner, I understand the complication of extra the financial burden on the business, and unnecessary delay is also become a financial burden on them. And I hope that council will support this and we will see the report how we can make our city, the process for the building and the licensing, more people's friendly and business friendly so we can attract more investment to our city.
The motion notes that global economic challenges, including tariffs and other pressures, continue to affect local businesses. Councillor Gregory Ridge, who seconded the motion, said this review is an important opportunity to look at how the city can play its part in supporting Kingston's business community.
This is a very important opportunity that we need to take to revisit and look at process, and especially with our current economic environment, to see what we can do to support small business owners, medium-sized business owners, and reduce administrative burden where we can, when possible. And so I hope that everyone is in support of this motion. Again, not people, process.
The motion received unanimous support from fellow councillors. Councillor Vincent Chinani said he hears about these obstacles frequently from his constituents.
I've had multiple people approach me about a lot of these issues and obstacles that they've encountered trying to open their business or expand their business or even change their business, even a slight way. I've had one who came to me and then they were told one thing and then they opened their business and then they tried to verify. And then all of a sudden, all these other things happen. And then they have to, now you have to pay for this. And then they're no longer in compliance. And then they have to pay a fee, like a fine. But they tried to do it the right way by trying to, start. And I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, but streamlining processes, making the process better and smoother would really go a long way. This is something that I've heard a lot about and concerns, or even the people are confused. They're not sure what they need to do but hopefully I've got a lot of good hope on this, that it'll actually make things better and smoother for people wanting to do great things in our community. We want to be welcoming. And I keep hearing from people saying, it's a lot easier to do things in Napanee. They're a lot more welcoming, so I want that for us also, so.
Under the motion, staff will review licensing and approval processes and report back to council with an information report in the first quarter of 2026. Detailing the findings, recommended improvements, and any changes already underway. This work will be in partnership with Kingston Economic Development, the Chamber of Commerce, Tourism Kingston, and other partners. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.